Thank you, Mark, and good morning, everyone. Last night, Emma and I watched a really moving film, Military Wives, starring Kristin Scott Thomas and Sharon Horgan. You may have watched it yourself, or you may have seen the Gareth Malone TV series, The Choir, first aired in 2006, which inspired it. It's a story about the spouses of military personnel while their loved ones are deployed on duty in Afghanistan, and how they find support and even an outlet for their emotion by joining a pretty unlikely choir of very varying musical ability, who eventually get to perform their own song in the Royal Albert Hall. Well, as you can imagine, it's a bit of a tearjerker. There's the young bride who gets that devastating visit that no military service family wants to get. There's the colonel's wife who's already lost her soldier son and whose husband is now caught up in an explosion. And yet it's as funny as it is moving, thanks in part to the brilliant dialogues between the chalk and cheese choir mistresses Kate and Lisa. Well, in a week where Bagram Air Base just north of Kabul was handed back to the Afghan government last night, it felt very close to home. And when I looked closely at the credits at the end of the film, I saw that Witten and Brampton Air Bases, their military choirs, were featured in a song at the end. Well, I don't know if there are any military families listening in today. If there are, we just now understand a tiny bit more the different emotions that you must face whenever your loved ones go on military exercise. Thank you for what you and your families go through on a daily basis for us. I think the main message that I got from the film was that we all need each other. People go through so much in their everyday lives, and not least in the last difficult 16 months of COVID, where we so need to support one another. I wonder if there's someone in your community, whether linked to the military or not, who you could reach out to today, a phone call or a text message, just to see how they're doing. In the Bible it says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God." In the Lord Jesus Christ, we find comfort, even in the most difficult of times, through a Saviour who knows what it's like to suffer and who's come right into our world to be with us. We're going to finish our song now. We're going to finish our thought for the day now with a song performed by the Military Wives with Gareth Malone, with words taken from loved ones, from letters sent between loved ones, the service people and their families back home.